you maybe name some areas where we must be careful today if we listen to reform teaching on the internet, or some areas where we must take care really to stay on the biblical
course? Så Manuel spørger, kan du nævne nogle forskellige ting, hvor vi lytter måske til reformeret undervisning eller noget andet undervisning på nettet? Er der noget i vores tid, som vi skal være særlig opmærksom på, for at vi har det rette fokus og er balanceret?
I would beware of teachings that are just academic.
Jeg vil være meget på vagt over for undervisning, som bare er ren akademisk.
You know, I don't like teachings that are just about, you know, the TULIP.
Jeg bryder mig ikke om undervisning, der kun handler om TULIP, og det er så det, som hedder, mange måske kender som
I've met many professing Christians who are passionate about the letters TULIP.
Der er rigtig mange kristne, som er passionerede omkring det her.
If only they was as passionate about JESUS.
Har de bare lige så så hengivne til TULIP som til JESUS.
Yeah.
Og det er altså det her med kalvinisme og ja.
It's like I just mentioned in Romans 8:28. To 30 there, how many studies I just hear people arguing about whether you can lose your salvation or not, but they forget to mention what we've been predestined for, to conform us to Christ.
Det som jeg talte om før, der er mange, de diskuterer bare frem og tilbage, om man kan miste sin frelse, eller om de glemmer at fokusere på, hvad det er, vi er blevet frelst til.
You know, there's got to be application there.
Der er nødt til at være en applikation.
You know, the application that Paul says, what should we say to these things? God is for you.
Hvad skal vi sige til det her? Gud er for os.
He wants us to have security in God.
Han ønsker for os, at vi skal have sikkerhed i Gud.
And it should, you see, this is, when you pick up your Bible, when you hear a sermon.
Når I lytter til en forkyndelse og tager jeres Bibel frem.
Your aim should be to draw closer to the Lord.
Så skulle jeres mål være at drage nærmere til Herren.
You know, I mean, it's a kind of test. What's the fruit? You know, wisdom is known by our children.
Just say that it's a joke, right?
No, it's a Bible verse in
okay.
English.
Oh. Visdom. Er det det med visdomsbørn? Hvordan nu det er? Er det en, der kan huske det?
As you know, by the fruits of some, you'll know something by its fruits.
I kan kende noget på deres frugt, ja. Visdom kendes på sine børn, tak Mads.
Yeah, what is the, you know, are these things making me puffed up?
At de her ting, jeg interesserer mig for, bliver sådan helt stolt af det, eller sådan.
Are they making me aggressive, wanting to punch other Christians in the face?
Er det noget, som gør mig aggressiv, så jeg kan slå andre i hovedet med min kæphest?
Maybe there's something unchristlike about that teaching.
Måske er der noget ikke kristligt i den her undervisning så.
You know, maybe there's something off balance there.
Måske er der noget, der ikke er i balance.
You know, when we have that attitude, that they should humble us.
Hvis vi har den rigtige indstilling, så er det noget, der ydmyger os.
I mean, take that truth of Calvinism I just mentioned.
Prøv at tænk på for eksempel det her med kalvinisme.
Well, that says you did nothing to your salvation, and you only know this truth because of the sovereignty of God.
På grund af Guds suverænitet i frelsen, så ved vi, at vi ikke har gjort
noget. Well, that should humble someone.
Det skal jo ydmyge os.
It doesn't give anyone to be proud of.
Det skal ikke være noget, vi er stolte af.
So if someone's really proud of it, then they've not got it.
Så hvis nogen der virkelig er stolt af nåden, så har de den ikke.
All they've got is head knowledge.
Eller så har de bare en hel masse viden i intellektuelt.
You know, and you can be careful with a lot of teachings like that, where it's all there's a focus on one thing.
Den noget undervisning, der er bare fokus på én ting, og det er ikke evangeliet.
I'll give you an example. You
for
know,
eksempel.
When we do evangelism,
når vi evangeliserer,
I tell our brethren, if someone asks a question, old earth, young earth.
Hvis der er nogen, der stiller spørgsmål med gammel jord, ung jord,
I say, don't even go there.
Lad være med at gå derhen og diskutere.
I say, look, there are some Christians who will be in heaven who believe in an old earth of millions of years.
Der er nogle kristne, der vil være i himlen, som tror på, at jorden er millioner år gammel.
And there are Christians who will be in heaven who believe in an earth of, made in 6 days.
Og der er nogle kristne, der vil komme i himlen, som tror på, at jorden blev skabt på 6 dage.
It's not going to affect you being saved or not. Let's talk about your sin.
Ja, så det handler ikke om det her. Det handler om synd, om at blive frelst for synd.
Which they're trying to distract you from by bringing up
that
question in the first place.
Så nogle, de vil prøve at tage nogle spørgsmål, diskutere for at distrahere det vigtigste.
Yeah, you know, evolution comes up.
Så kommer evolution op.
I don't even go there.
Jeg gider ikke engang diskutere det.
You know, I'll say again, many people get saved. Evolution's not even coming to the equation. They don't even understand.
Når nogen bliver frelst, så interesserer de sig ikke for det spørgsmål om evolution mere.
Going back to that brother's question, the person who's striving to enter in, who's agonizing over the soul, is not saying, what about evolution?
Den person, som virkelig er bekymret for sin sjæls tilstand om frelse, han går ikke begynder at diskutere med evolution.
They're saying, can this Christ forgive my sins?
De vil spørge, kan den her Kristus tilgive mine synder?
Those things sort themselves out later.
De andre ting, de retter sig selv med tiden.
You know, many people get saved, they find out evolution is wrong and just throw it away later.
Mange de bliver frelst, og så finder de ud af evolutionen forkert, så lærer de det ikke.
But you get it's big in England, a lot of reformed churches where they go and talk to someone and the person's not even thinking about evolution and the Christian brings it up.
Ja, og for eksempel i nogle reformerede menigheder i England, der er der nogen, de vil gå ud og diskutere evolution, hvor folk slet ikke engang tænker på det.
And you put in objections into the head that wasn't even there before.
Så putter du en eller anden opstilling ind i deres hoved, som hvor de ikke engang tænkte på det.
You know, there you have people going off on a secondary issue.
Så det, vi skal ikke kigge på de her sekundære ting.
But I always recommend to people anything by Charles Spurgeon or anything by Martin Lloyd-Jones.
Jeg vil altid anbefale ting af Spurgeon eller Martin Lloyd-Jones.
You know, whether it's someone wanting to go into the ministry,
hvis det kunne handle om for eksempel hvis man overvejer at gå ind i tjeneste,
whether it's a Christian just wanting to live the normal daily life,
ja, eller om det er bare om at leve det almindelige kristne liv,
whether it's a Christian mother who's getting up with the babies at 2 in the morning,
ja, eller det handler om at få en mor om at stå tidligt op med børn om morgenen,
I always recommend Lloyd Jones and Spurgeon.
Så anbefaler jeg altid Lloyd Jones og Spurgeon.